And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. We are family. We are family plus the fruits of the flesh. Yowza. We'll take a look at the Trinity connection and wind it down with responsible relatives.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. I've got wood on my mind, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. See, I had a wood stirrer that was attached to my headset. That's why I was talking about it. We're going to go over lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Yeah. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break and then come back, but
stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
The hometown advantage. You can see it in that new shop down on Main Street. In the office downtown, the factory by the river, and the farm down the road. It's because of people like Reggie in finance and Ruth, the paramedic. Keisha, the designer, has it, and so does Orlando, the nurse. They live around here. They care about this community. They work hard to succeed, and that makes a difference. At HelpWantedSanDiego.com, we're proud to work the hometown advantage. We work it around the clock, connecting local employers and local job seekers with local jobs they're good at, jobs they deserve. Post your job today and search a database of resumes to find, select, and hire the best local employees. Employees who live close by, close to family and friends, close to home. That's the hometown advantage. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
Russell Wilson here. We play 60. United Way and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where I went the entire show yesterday, went right by my very own producer. I did not use my email address one time. Pretty good, huh? I just want to see if I can get away with it before I get in trouble. Now I'm in trouble, but I did get away with it first. Anyway, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Pretty funny, huh, Tugboat? That's pretty funny. Come on.
It's pretty funny.
Always working the little things. Let's recognize a few things. One, our good friend Sam Rasul going to be in the studio tomorrow. Anyway, he's going to come in and we're going to talk about real estate and we're going to talk about what's going on in the market and we're going to talk about the reality that if you're looking for somebody to work with you and not against you, somebody that's on your side in real estate, why don't you get one of the top agents in the country and somebody who has made it his commitment to do ministry in his work, and that's what Sam does. And as you know, you've heard us talk about it before, Sam being born a Muslim, then becoming a born-again, Bible-believing Christian, a fantastic testimony. He works hard to make sure that real estate transactions get done properly, that everybody's properly represented, and that it is as smooth as can be. To that effect, if you are selling your house and you need work on your house, he will forward up to $25,000, and at the close of escrow on your house, he takes the money back without any interest charged. None. Additionally, if you need somebody to come and walk you through your property and make sure you understand not just the comps, but also the street value, the tenancies, where things are going, give Sam a call, and he'll visit with you. It doesn't cost anything, and there's no obligation. You don't have to sign anything. You can reach out to Sam, thinksam.com. That's his website, thinksam.com, or 858-780-1-SAM. 858-780-1-SAM. He'd love to hear from you. You know, the good thing about Sam, you talk to him, he's going to tell you what it is. He's not going to sugarcoat. He's not going to undersell and oversell. He's just going to tell you, here it is. So if you want to do business with somebody that's straightforward, that's what you want. You want Sam. ThinkSam.com. And when you run into somebody and they're looking for real estate help, but it's not you that needs it, then Tugboat Todd and I say together,
send them to Sam.
There you go. How many people do it that way? Not many. Do not forget today, tomorrow, and Friday. Well, first of all, you can't forget today, tomorrow, and Friday because you're here today, and likely we'll all be here tomorrow and Friday. You have an opportunity to get 75% off. 75. Out of a dollar, you're getting 75 cents off on CrazyPriceMall.com services and items. CrazyPriceMall.com. They've already sold out of the barbecue and some other food. There's other foods and other services on there. Additionally, for today, Thursday, and Friday, if you're sitting there thinking, you know, I really am thinking about doing this half-price tuition. I really want to get my kids into that private Christian education. 75% off, but only today and Thursday and Friday, period. For the tuitions, you would go to KPRZ.com and click on the tuitions tab. We've told you before, we'll tell you this again, if there's a school that's not on there that you want to work with, just get in touch with me. I'll help you out. That's what I do. KPRZ.com is where you get the tuitions information. David Spoon at KPRZ.com, if there's a school in particular that's not listed, and CrazyPriceMall.com if you want 75% off, 75% off items and services. Fantastic opportunity from which we encourage everybody to partake in. Let's get ready for our first DDD. Let's open it up with the music that's going to go with it. You better get ready. It shouldn't be that much of a surprise, but let's do it. Yeah, we are family. Let's talk about this from the Christian perspective. Acts chapter 9. This is after Saul, before he became the Apostle Paul. This is Saul after he was on the road to Damascus and the Lord went knock, knock and knocked him off the donkey. And I can tell you right now, you can talk to me all you want about free will and election, predestination and foreknowledge and all of it in all the world. But if God knocked you off a donkey and blinded you, you would be listening. That doesn't take rocket science to figure out. We're picking it up after Saul goes to Damascus with the people that were with him, helping him get there. Right up after that, it's Acts chapter 9, verse 9. Now, there was a believer in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord spoke to him in a vision, calling Ananias. Yes, Lord, he replied. The Lord said, go over to Straight Street to the house of Judas. When you get there, ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He's praying to me right now. Okay, just for people to understand, when you're praying to God, he knows exactly when you're praying, the moment you're praying. Here, God tells Ananias, he's praying right now. I have shown him a vision of a man named Ananias coming in and laying hands on him so he can see again. Oh, Lord, exclaimed Ananias, I've heard many people talk about the terrible things this man has done to the believers in Jerusalem. He's authorized by leading priests to arrest everyone who calls on your name. But the Lord said, go, for Saul is my chosen instrument to take my message to the Gentiles and to kings as well as to the people of Israel, and I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake. So Ananias went and found Saul. Listen to this. He laid his hands on him and said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road has sent me so that you might regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. What did Ananias say to Saul? Brother Saul. Brother Saul. How long had Saul been a Christian? 3 days. 2 days. Ananias, a man who was humble before the Lord, willing to do whatever the Lord tells him. The Lord speaking to the guy. You got to know he's got a great relationship with God if Ananias is speaking to him. 2 days later, Ananias comes and sees Saul. And what does he say? Brother Saul. You know, there's churches that actually make fun of other churches when people call each other brother and sister. How shameful that you have not read Scripture. How shameful that you err not knowing the Word of God nor the power of God. I went to a full gospel church in Phoenix, Arizona, and there was a gentleman there named Don, and he was known by Brother Don. He'd call me on the phone, and he'd say, Brother Dave, I just got this message for you, or I just was praying for you, or I just felt like something was going on for you. I want to talk to you. The guy was so sensitive, and we would call each other brother. I loved it. And people that get offended by it, that's a little weird, since Ananias said to Saul, Brother Saul, hey man, we're family. You understand that, right? In John chapter 1, verse 12 through 13, it says, but all who believed Jesus and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. We are all, through Jesus Christ, did you catch that? All who believe in him and accepted him, we are children of God. Now, you know, people will go around and say, well, we're all children of God. No, the Bible does not say that. That is not correct. It is those that believe and accept Jesus Christ as part of the children of God. Are the Jewish people the children of God? Sure, if they have a faith looking towards the Messiah and that yet to be revealed that the Messiah is Jesus Christ, they haven't come across that, they're still going to be in that election process. But look at the simplicity of the passage. All who believe and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. If you accepted Jesus Christ, if you receive Jesus Christ, the Greek word, by the way, is either receive, accept, or acknowledge. So everybody take a deep breath. If you acknowledge Jesus Christ, if you receive Jesus Christ, if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are a part of the children of God. And every other person who has acknowledged, accepted, or received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and declared yes to the testimony of God is your brother and your sister in God. Your family, period. Family. And we are family. And it is by the redeeming work of Jesus Christ that we are family. And that's why Ananias said to Saul, Brother Saul. That's why in the epistles, when Paul writes, and when James writes, and Peter writes, and when Luke writes, it talks about the brothers and sisters. You get it? The brothers and sisters. Aha! Aha! All right, there you go. All right, we're going to take a short break and then come back. We're going to take to our next step talking about the fruits of the flesh. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. This year, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel this fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station, and Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many such historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renowned vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead this tour. 4- and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit experienceisraeltour.com. That's experienceisraeltour.com.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Some good time, breaking out, living some life, breaking out, feeling some feeling.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Couple things to cover. Let's cover the very first thing, the segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries. I just got a text or an email from my good friend Steve Wheeler, trying to coordinate actually having Sam and Steve come on the show together. I don't know if I can pull that off for tomorrow. Maybe. I don't know. It's tough to do while you're doing a live show. Let's acknowledge a few things, though, right off the bat. Whitefields Ministries taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth. Now, people say, Dave, there's not actually four corners. Yes, that is technically correct, O legalistic one. You are correct, O one who breathes law so deeply, thou canst not see grace, mercy, and fun. The four corners of the earth, that's where the gospel is going to. And what's taking place is rural. Those long away pastors. Those guys are way out there where nobody's helping them. Whitefields Ministries is supporting them financially, educationally, and spiritually, and emotionally, actually, too. They're just a cheer support. They're a strong supporter of these rural pastors who are planting churches all over the world. And those people who are out there by themselves need spiritual support, period. That's what Whitefields does. Outside of them helping with clean drinking water and networking between missionaries and churches and all these different groups, but outside of all that, there is a passion for the ministry at Whitefields to be praying for all the people that are taking the gospel all over the world. Do me a favor. Steve being a good friend of mine, just go check out his website if you haven't done it yet. Oh, Dave, you hear talk about it all the time. And guess what? I'll keep talking about it. And somebody, it's like that old John 3:16 joke. The preacher comes in and he preaches John 3:16 the first night, the second night, the third night, the fourth night. The pastor comes and says, well, when are you going to teach on something different? And the preacher says, as soon as your people get the message. Aha! So I'll be talking about something different when everybody gets the message. Whitefields.org. Got to be quick around here. Whitefields.org. That is the website. Whitefields.org out of the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 35. Go check them out. Pray for the ministry. Steve would be greatly appreciative, as would I. All right. Let's get into our second segment. The first segment we talked about was being what? Family. There's no way around it. Acts chapter 9, verse 10 through 17, especially verse 17, when Ananias says to Saul, Brother Saul. That is just like as much family as you can get when you call one another brothers and sisters. And in John chapter 1, verse 12 through 13, we are all children of God through Jesus Christ. Not we are all children of God. It was not correct. Well, we're made in the image and likeness of God, Dave. Yes, well, technically in Genesis, that has to do with the dominion part of God. But we'll debate that another time. Let's talk about the second segment called Fruits of the Flesh.
It's a bad thing.
That's right. Fruits of the Flesh is a... Play that again. That was actually pretty good.
It's a bad thing.
Fruits of the flesh is a bad thing. You're thinking, fruits of the flesh is a bad thing. Dave, where are you going with this? Thank you for asking me. Here we go. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 20. As you know, that the deeds of the flesh and the deeds of the spirit are listed. You want to know how you're doing? Check it against the list. This list is good. This next list is bad. You're looking at it going, uh-oh. Good list, bad list, right? Here's the bad list. Let's see what's on it. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. This is the passage in Galatians 5:19. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division. Some of the bigger works of the flesh come down to dissension and quarreling and division. Do you know when one denomination bags on another denomination because they don't like their system? That creates divisions and dissensions. Now, I'm not talking about denominations that abandon the Word of God, like the Presbyterian Church in America, which abandoned it for same-sex marriage. That's a complete abandonment of truth. Completely ridiculous. That doesn't hold water because they're not standing in the truth. But people that stand in the truth and have different cultural approaches are not to be minimized. They're not to be mocked. There's not supposed to be a hostility. There's not supposed to be a quarreling. There's not supposed to be a selfish attitude about it. There's not supposed to be dissension, and there's not supposed to be division. So while actually denominations in and of themselves, which by the way, the word denominate means to identify with, and so some people identify with one group, and some people identify with another group, and some people identify with multiple groups. That's not a problem. And the reality that the body of Christ is a hand, an elbow, a shoulder, a chest, a hip, a kneecap, a foot is not a problem. But when your hand says to your foot, I don't like you, that's a problem. When your shoulder says to your kneecap, you're not as good as me. That's a problem. Because that's evidence of the sinful nature manifesting fruit. When there is dissension, when there is division, it's one thing for people to make choices that they can appreciate and stand in. For example, we'll use this, and we've done this before. I'll do it with Tugboat Todd just real fast. I'll just drop him in here. Won't create too many problems for him. Tugboat Todd, what is your favorite ice cream?
Mint chocolate chip.
What is your favorite kind of pizza?
Oh, you know this one. Thai chicken pizza from...
Lucadia.
Lucadia.
Yeah. What is your favorite fast food?
In-N-Out.
These are all very good choices. I would not agree with you in the ice cream. I would tend to go a different direction. I'm more of the peanut butter chocolate kind of guy. I like that kind of ice cream a lot. I would somewhat agree with you on the pizza because I'm a big fan of Thai chicken pizza, though I'm not sure I'd go all the way to say it's my favorite. And I would totally agree with you on the In-N-Out process. Guess what? Our disagreement does not, or our different choices, does not have to create a division between us. So when denominations create the divisions, they're manifesting fleshly old nature attitudes. It is one thing to make a choice that is different from one another. Now, again, as I will put this in the bucket, this is not the same thing as a group that abandons truth. I'm not talking about denominations that abandon Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. Not talking about that. I'm talking about the genuine brothers and sisters in the Lord that have different likings, which there's nothing wrong with that. But you can't have a despisement of other believers because they like something different. And that's a problem. Can I quote Psalm 119, verse 63, if you don't mind? I am a friend to anyone who fears you, anyone who obeys your commandments. The commandment of God in the church, New Testament church, and in the New Covenant is not you have to dress up or you have to dress down. It's not in it. What is in it is our obligation to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and to love our neighbor as ourself. That is an obligation that we all have and share that nobody gets to shrink back from. Whether you have a robe on, a tie on, or a t-shirt on does not fall under that same category. We are family. And we must be aware that sometimes the fruits of the flesh peek out of our mouths and actions when we see difference. Let's walk in the Spirit and recognize the family element that is involved in the kingdom of God. When we come back, there's no way you're going to escape it. I'm going to nail down the Trinity connection between it all. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down. Right now, they are offering a free Wall Street Insider Kit, so you can get started right away. You just need to text the word INVEST to 57682. You'll get two online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free. Text the word INVEST to 57682. They'll even throw in two free tickets to an upcoming workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it? Text the word INVEST to 57682. That's INVEST to 57682. Message and data rates apply.
One of America's prominent pastors is telling his colleagues it's okay to talk about America from the pulpit. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Ronnie Floyd, the senior pastor at Cross Church and former president of the Southern Baptist Convention, tells pastors they are not being political when they talk about America. He says a pastor's role is never to denounce a leader or movement publicly, but to bear light upon the issues themselves from a biblical perspective. And he offers 5 points of counsel from an article he wrote for the Christian Post. First, the stewardship of leadership. Floyd says pastors cannot forfeit their leadership of the church or operate passively about our nation. This would be spiritual negligence. Second, the Bible and spirituality. Pastors need to become the biblical voice that challenges the church in America, to become the spiritual life of the nation. Next, giving honor and dignity to the nation's leaders. Leadership in America is hard. While pastors may disagree with someone's ideology or even lifestyle choices, they should always respect them by referring to them by their proper title. Fourth, praying for and supporting our president. All Americans should support and desire the success of each president in our nation. And finally, a future and a hope. Even in the worst of times, pastors need to be the type of prophets who, while being honest about where our nation is, also believe that we have a future and a hope in the Lord. More than 20 years ago, a group of Christian pioneers partnered in a bold new approach to healthcare based on principles found in God's Word. They called it MediShare. Today, with over 200,000 members, it's a national community of believers who love God and share each other's medical expenses, and it's half the cost of insurance. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I love words like this, encouragements like this, teachings like this, scriptures like this, because it is undeniable how important it is for Christians to connect. And one of the reasons I'm probably more passionate than most people, I just had this discussion with somebody today, is that I have my Jewish upbringing and then a Baptist ordination and a Pentecost ordination, so I have more of an eclectic kind of mentality. And you think, well, that's just crazy. Yeah, you should have gone through my life. Then you'd know crazy. Crazy is not what's on the radio. Crazy was 25 years ago. This is normal. So that should help you out a lot. Couple things to tell you. Don't forget about the Gaither Vocal Band, no longer called the Gather Band. By the way, Bill Gaither is going to be on the show Monday for an interview. It's pretty rare for him to do interviews on the radio. We'll have that opportunity. The concert April 9th at Shadow Mountain Community Church. Don't forget about the Pastor's Masters Golf Tournament, where you can show everybody that you're not a professional golfer. Isn't that wonderful? You have the opportunity to have fellowship lunch, a special gift, awards, desserts, and laughs, and you can pay for it. Fantastic. We want you to go to kprz.com and sign up. It is a good time. People really do have a good time.
Contrary to what I said yesterday, golf is very relaxing.
It's very relaxing if you throw out your clubs and use your arm to throw the ball. That's called ulf. There's no club in it. Here we go. The last thing I do want to tell you, I already told you, 75% off school tuitions. I can't do any better for you. But that's only Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then certainly not least in this process is Moms in Prayer annual 5K Walk by Faith. Going to be taking place on April 8th, 8:30 to 10:30 in the morning. Kit Carson Park. For more information, go to momsinprayer.org. Let's get to our next segment. This is actually called, did we come up with a sound? This is called the Trinity Connection. But you got to catch where I'm going to come from in this. It's a... just follow along. You won't really miss it. But let's do our sound first.
Connection. I just can't make no connection. All I want to do is to get back to you.
How did you find a song on connection? That's amazing. Very good. Nice job, Tugboat Todd. Let's talk about that. So we talked about We Are Family. That was number one. Number two, we talked about walking in the flesh, which is where dissensions and divisions and factions really manifest themselves. You don't want to be doing that. That's nothing of God. He wants you to be walking in the spirit, not in the old nature. Psalm 119, verse 63, I am a companion to all them that fear you, to all that obey your commands. It's like, look, your friendships and your relationships and your companions and associates are the people who respond and yield to the influence of God. That's just a reality check. There's nothing weird or bizarre. We've mentioned it before. We'll say it again. If the persecution goes the way, from an eschatology point of view, where people anticipate it may go, or a lot of people anticipate it may go, there will be an increase in persecution to some degree. And if they start annihilating Christians, they're not going to sit there and ask you, what's your denomination? And then shoot you in the leg. It ain't going to work that way. Everybody that believes in Jesus is going to be moving for the duck and cover mentality. And you'll have a Baptist and a Pentecostal running right next to each other, and they're not going to say, well, did you go to this Bible college? I mean, they're going to be running for their lives. You understand that? So it's like some of those things you got to lay down. They're dumb. Trinity connection is irrefutable. Irrefutable. Yeah, you just can't argue against it. Matthew 7, 9 through 11. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? What do we know for sure about the Trinity? What do we know for sure about our relationship with God? What do we know for sure is that the manifestation that God has given us in relationship to who he is, Isaiah 63 and 64, as well as Matthew chapter 7 and Luke chapter 12, is God reveals himself as a father. Guess what? You have a father in heaven. Here's the nifty part. So does your brother and sister in the Lord. You have the same heavenly dad. I don't know how you get to have more of a relative connection than having the same dad. If you are female, then you are a sister. If you are male, then you are a brother. If you are not sure, you are confused and need to read Matthew 19 and Genesis 1. It's pretty simple. He's our heavenly father. We share the same dad. Let's take it to the next section, because that's Trinity portion 1 or element 1. Element 2, Ephesians 1, 4 through 7. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son and forgave us our sins. Trinity part number two. We not only have the same dad, we're saved by the same blood. What? Get this, folks. We are blood relatives. There you go. You know how they say, well, you know, blood is thicker than water, right? And actually, why they say blood is thicker than water is because the family of God is thought of to connect through baptism, which is water, and blood is blood. But that's just showing the lack of biblical understanding, because we are, in fact, blood relatives. And when Jesus was making a statement, he wasn't making some type of symbolic statement or metaphorical statement when he said, who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Who are my sisters? Those that do the will of God are my mothers, my brothers, and my sisters. elevating the spiritual family to understand that the blood of Jesus is greater than genetic blood. There was a presidential candidate that went out there, and he did not win, and I'm glad he didn't win, to be really honest. And he said, it's family, faith, and friends. And he couldn't be more wrong. It's faith, family, and friends. Because if you don't love God first, you're not in and you don't get it. Even that candidate who makes all these professions in the world doesn't get it. Because if his wife or his son is more important than Jesus, he doesn't get it. So that's the blood connection. Now let's do the last one, and that's the spirit connection. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 11. A spiritual gift is given to each one of us so we can help each other. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another, and to someone else, the one Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles and another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. Every functionality of ministry in the universe comes from the Holy Spirit for every Christian. The Spirit is in you, so you reflect Jesus Christ in character. The Spirit is on you, so you follow Jesus Christ in ministry. It's the Father, same dad, the Son, same blood, and the Holy Spirit, same Spirit, power of God upon us, in us, and working through us. That, my friends, is the family Trinity connection. Isn't that fantastic? You can't get away from it. And who wants to? When we come back, we'll look at the close, and we're going to be talking about the responsible relative. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Now I come
to you. Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
This is Dan Proft of AM 560 The Answer in Chicago for townhall.com. Allison Stanger, a self-identified liberal professor at Middlebury College, actually suffered a concussion early this month after being assaulted by leftist students protesting the presence of eminent sociologist Dr. Charles Murray on campus. Her assault has forced the left to address campus culture at America's elite universities. What the safe space social engineers find is that they've lost control of the young Frankensteins whose minds they fill with agitprop rather than intellectual curiosity. At Middlebury, Stanger was mugged by the reality, quite literally, that there is no safe space for dissent from the established campus orthodoxy. By abetting a contrarian view on campus, Stanger crossed into the enemy camp and thus became fair game. In her description of the violence, Stanger offered the cliched contention that we are at a quote-unquote boiling point. Are we? Or is it more accurate to say that thuggery is what leftist students have been taught since the 1960s, and now it's being used to silence dissent and extract what they want? I'm Dan Proft.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Stretching the truth is like stretching a rubber band. If you stretch the truth, it's likely to snap back and hurt you. Even if we stretch the truth just a little by exaggerating, we get hurt. But if we stretch the truth too far and actually tell a lie, that can be painful indeed. An Old Testament proverb says, "A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies will not escape." All the more reason to take the advice of the book of James and be slow to speak, to make sure we're telling the truth and nothing but the truth. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover how God speaks the truth on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I got one announcement, then we'll get into the last segment of our discussion. And here is the one thing I do want to mention. Don't forget about our Experience Israel trip with Pastor Sean Thornton. Pastor Sean Thornton is going to be leading the crew. The trip is November 1st to November 10th, and I will tell you now, because it's Reuven Doran and it's Experience Israel and it's the Genesis Tour people. They are fantastic. Every time I talk to Reuven, it's like, wow. It is just like that guy just is so passionate about people connecting their Bible life to the actual geography of the Bible. It's amazing. I think it's more of a call than it isn't. Because it's not easy to do for 30 plus years and be just as passionate when he wakes up in the morning. You know, the 30th year is the first year. That's a gift for sure. I encourage you to go to experienceisraeltour.com. Check out the information. If you ever need more info at all, just call us here at the station and we will be more than happy to help you with that. All right, so we've been discussing the family element of our Christian faith. We opened it up talking about we are family using Acts chapter 9, verse 17, where Ananias said to Saul, "Brother Saul," recognizing that he was a brother. We looked at John chapter 1, 12 and 13, which helps us understand that by acknowledging, receiving, accepting Jesus Christ, we are family in the kingdom of God. We looked at the fruits of the flesh in Galatians 5, 19 and 20, which demonstrates that when we operate in divisions against one another, we're being people that follow the old nature. And then, of course, David in Psalm 119, 63, saying, "I'm a companion to all them that fear thee," it makes that connection strong. It's not just a brotherhood, it's also a friendship. And then we did the Trinity connection, talking about the same dad, the same blood through the Lord Jesus Christ, and the same power through the Holy Spirit that we all operate from and we all engage with. The same dad, the same Lord Jesus Christ, saved by the same blood because we are blood relatives, and the same empowerment of the Holy Spirit. So now we close it out with the responsible relative code. And you're thinking, what? There's a code? Well, kind of. But there is a code. It's in Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. It says this, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers." When people tell you there should not be a distinction between how a Christian treats a person versus how a Christian treats another person, or where they say, well, there shouldn't be any difference between how a Christian treats an unbeliever and how a believer is treated by that same Christian, it's absolutely ludicrous. Again, another person who hasn't read the Bible. Fantastic. Here's what it says in Galatians 6:10. "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." You see that especially part? That counts. That matters. That's important. All right? So especially to those that belong to the family of believers. So we can understand that as a family of believers, there is this call that we have to take that extra step, that especially step, to do good to everybody, especially the people of God, because they're your brothers and sisters in the Lord. And it doesn't matter if they're in one church denomination or another church denomination or another church denomination, as long as they are using the truth as the plumb line, Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, and they are acknowledging the testimony God gave regarding his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and are walking through the enablement of the Holy Spirit, you know that that connection is eternal. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. You want to hear the coolest little thing? Jesus drops the code. Here it is. Here's the code. Get ready. Jesus 6, 9. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven. Remember that? Notice what he doesn't say. He doesn't say, this is how you should pray. My Father in heaven. Mine. This is not the Nemo movie. Mine. No. It's our Father. Do you know what our is?
Mine.
You know what our is? Our is inclusive for the people of God. Now, does that include an atheist? No. It doesn't include an atheist because they don't believe in the Father. That's not even an issue. Does that believe everybody who doesn't believe? No, it doesn't. It's the family of believers. It's the Our Father people. If they deny the Father, they're not really part of the family, are they? Hello. Do you pray for them for their salvation? Sure. Are they in that group that's especially the household of believers? No. This isn't rocket science. It's just truth. And it doesn't have to be as complex as we make it, although we do a pretty good job, I confess. Me too. I do a bad job on it myself. Here's the call. The call is you're related. You're connected. You're a part of. And you might not agree with your natural brother and sister. Have you noticed? Have you noticed that you don't always agree with your brother and sister? Because I have. But they're still your brother and sister. Yes, I know, but sometimes my brother is goofy and my sister is dumb. I know. But they're still your brother and sister. Yes, that was a dig at my family. Thank you. I have a radio show. They don't. Thanks. Bottom line, family. Family from one another. Same dad, same Jesus Christ, same blood, same Messiah, same power of the Spirit, same. Enjoy your differences. Let them be a blessing. Don't let them be a division. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. Then you'll hear Marty. Then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.